On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston tells us about a tribe of hunter-gatherers who spotted another tribe for the first time, and they didn't know it, but they were very similar.
A long time ago, in a long valley in a faraway place, a tribe of hunter-gatherers lived happily together for many generations. The valley fed them and provided them the materials needed to create the clothing and the shelters to protect them from the elements. They were happy. One day, one of the hunters wandered far into the other end of the long valley and saw, for the first time ever, another tribe. They looked and sounded much like his own tribe, but they weren't his. They were different. When the hunter told the others what he'd seen, the tribe discussed this new tribe and, after a while, began to attribute everything that was not to their liking or had ever gone wrong to this new tribe's very existence. The tribe, now needing to distinguish themselves from the other tribe, named themselves Us. The other tribe, they named Them. The battle between Us and Them had begun and has existed ever since. Which brings me to politics. Whatever maladies exist today is the other side's fault. I've worked hard to avoid too much news for the past 6 months, but the best I can tell, here's a summary of the headlines. The Republican Party is absolutely convinced that the Democrats, under President Joe Biden, have opened the United States southern border to allow now over 1 million immigrants into the nation. The Republicans assert that the only way the Democrats can remain in power is with the votes of these immigrants who have historically voted Democrat. So, per the Republicans, the Democrats just keep letting them come in. Also, per the Republicans, this plan is the Democratic Party's final gasp at remaining relevant. The Democratic Party is absolutely convinced that the Republicans, under the influence of former President Donald Trump, are trying to hold on to whatever influence they have by making it harder and harder for people to vote. The Republicans and state legislatures are adding voting restrictions that, per the Democrats, are working against voters who likely favor Democrats. It is, again, per the Democrats, the Republican Party's final gasp at remaining relevant. The Republicans are accusing President Joe Biden of being feeble-minded and out of touch. The Democrats are accusing former President and Republican leader Donald Trump of being feeble-minded and out of touch. The Republicans cite Joe Biden's hands-on aggressive style of greeting friends, guests, and especially children in awkward embraces as evidence he's not appropriately fit for the role of president, and calling into question his role as the leader of the Democrats. Donald Trump and former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly will begin an arena tour in December where, between the two of them, they've paid out well over $200 million in sexual harassment lawsuits, calling into question their role as Republican Party leaders. Us against them, over and over and over again. Yet how similar they really are. I'm Cam Marston. Just trying to keep it real.
To hear more commentaries, search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston on your favorite podcast app, or follow Cam Marston on social media.